if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he is going to offer from the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of the peace offerings, he shall then present an offering. Which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Oh, yeah. Then Aaron's sons shall offer it up in smoke on the altar, on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. But if it's all blood around on the altar, from the sacrifice of peace offerings he shall then bring as an offering by fire to the Lord. It's fat, the entire fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on trails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Then the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire to the Lord. Now if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hands on his head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle his blood around on the altar. From it he shall present his offering as an offering by fire to the Lord. The fat that is on them, which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire as a soothing bone. All that is the Lord's. It is a perfect